Neither does he.
You guys, I have no idea what the hell is going on. I have no idea what's going on right now. Oh my god, I'm so high.
I'm
oh my
so god. High.
Guys, got any potato chips?
Tyler, you're the worst character ever.
I know.
Hate you guys, seriously. Seriously. Hate you guys.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
It's not fun.
Seriously. I hate you guys right now.
I hate you guys.
Thank you, Miss Pretty. Pretty pissy pants.
I hate you guys.
I seriously hate you guys.
What's up, everybody? It's the Diabolical Sound, and I'm F13.
Man, I want to pull out a fucking pull cue and smack some motherfucker over the head with it and then stab him.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm F13, and I'm joined this week by DZ.
Yeah, I'm stabbing a motherfucker with a pull cue.
Latency.
Ah, wow. All right, so anyway. Now
this is DZ.
Now that that intro has been totally ruined. We're joined here.
Where the fuck is my Harley?
We're joined on the Diabolical Sound by one Metal Mike.
Barely conscious here.
Barely awake.
We call him Copper Miguel on this show.
Copper Miguel. What are you even talking about with the pool cue and the stabbing and the cop? Are you seriously?
Hate
I have no
guys.
Fucking clue what you're talking about.
Okay,
right
well
now.
Then maybe you can
hate you, guys.
You can growl on this.
I'm so lost.
Did you notice that Dario Argento. He's like the Bizarro Universe version.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question here. Is that the name of the lead character in a children's story about a jar that comes to life and is a child's friend?
Dario! Oh, it's me, Dario!
I will feed the world!
It's a video game. It's a video game where you play as like a jelly jar.
Jamming things up.
It's me. Oh. It's Johnny.
Hey, it's me, Dario. Hey.
I'm a Dario.
And now back to what I was saying.
Unfortunately, that would make his brother's name Juigi.
Juigi. Juigi.
Hey, Juigi.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Did you ever notice that Dario Argento's head looks kind of like an alien?
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
If you put like gray makeup on him or green makeup, he looks like one of those artist renderings of a fucking abductee.
Dario's not amused.
Yeah, but Dario totally looks like someone who would get into anal probing.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Doesn't he?
That's a serious accusation there.
Yeah, I hope you're prepared to back that up.
Yeah, man.
Well, he does.
That's like libel.
That's definitely libel. That's like
he looks
that's
libel.
Like, that's like libel,
like,
man.
Like libel, like writing about things bad.
This is like
to people.
Hey, this is like a residence, man.
Do you want to get us back on track there?
No,
story?
I'm actually okay with it being completely off track the way it is.
Hey,
it's me, Dario. All right, artistic Legion members, I need a picture of Dario drawn and on the fucking forums.
Ardento.
Dario, not Ardento. That's the child's play toy thing friend. This is the video game character, Dario.
Oh, okay, Dario.
Yes.
How does he jump around? Does this like little lid pop up every once in a while and you see the jam almost like precariously pop out?
Possibly, yeah. Every time he jumps, the lid comes off and a little jam comes out.
Yeah.
Here's the real question. What's in the jar?
Jam.
Oh, jam?
Is it like special jam?
Yeah.
But it's not strawberry jam. It's
like special...
like nuclear preserves, and that's why he's alive.
LSD. I was thinking like, you know...
Nuclear preserves.
Nuclear preserves.
Yeah,
wow.
There you go. Like,
he's got depleted uranium in his fucking belly.
Creme de isotope, you know.
Mutant ooze.
Ah, yes. It's got...
Oh,
it's got
of the ooze is Jario.
It's got mutagen inside there.
Mutagens, yes.
It's a jar full of mutagen.
Yes. That or gack.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey, it's me, Dario!
It's me, Dario!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
All right, let's try and focus.
So who's
going to
sue us over this music, by the way?
Los Lobos. This is Más y Más by Los Lobos. Let's see. I've got some news stories if you want to do some
of
those.
You?
Yeah, you want to do some news stories?
Do them in Italian.
Okay.
Hey, hey,
yeah. Ciao. All right, let's see what we have for news stories. Oh, excuse me.
Let's see what we got for the news stories.
Hey!
Today, under the corner, Giuseppe, he turns over my fruit stand.
Oh, I can do that.
Giuseppe, that bad boy.
All right, shut up. Let's see. Little House on the Prairie, adults-only version.
Whoa, what?
I'm interested.
On the Prairie?
Helsinki, Finland has raided the DVD release of the much-loved children's television series Little House on the Prairie, suitable for adult viewing only. Now, weren't we just talking about Michael Landon on the show today?
No, that was Michael Brandon.
Oh, Michael Brandon.
You were talking about Michael Landon.
To save money, Universal Pictures decided to not submit the series to state inspection. The company's... Finland marketing manager told Reuters, Finnish authorities charge €2 per minute for assessing the correct age limit on films and television series. Distributors who forego this can only sell their shows with a sticker saying banned for under 18s. Long series can get quite expensive to check, and some use this exemption in the law to their advantage. Such unchecked material should not be shown to children. Yeah, this whole thing just reeks of, like, just not caring. And really, it's Little House on the Prairie.
It reeks of a country desperate for money.
Yeah, that too.
Or their ratings board, desperate for
money. Well, it is Finland, so, you know.
Well, what does that mean?
They're going through their own financial hardships right now. A lot of people, I have a friend that moved to Finland who's actually moving back because it ended up not being the utopia that he had thought it would be.
Well, is it also because he doesn't speak the language?
No, he speaks Finnish. Anyway. look at that.
Are you finished?
You made them fucking ruin the music. Let's see. Feds. New York City man claimed liquid drug was holy water.
Ooh. I would too.
Niagara Falls, New York. A New York City man accused of trying to smuggle a date rape drug into the United States by putting the liquid into
bottles.
Wait,
hold on. Stop right there. I don't endorse that.
Okay, no one's endorsed. Okay. Putting the liquid into bottles that he claimed contained holy water. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say laboratory tests recently confirmed that dozens of bottles seized at a Western New York border contained ketamine, a powerful hallucinogenic drug used as a date rape drug.
Yeah, and they opened up the package and saw the little jars, and they just yelled up, "But it's only me, Dario!"
It's so about the date rape drug.
It's just the holy water. Hey.
You know, I'll tell you this. I actually...
You had roofie slipped into your drink?
I took some of that date rape drug. That date rape drug is bullshit. I took some of that, and I didn't rape anybody. I just fell asleep. I just fell asleep and passed the fuck out.
You know, I think the wrong people are drinking it then.
Yeah, definitely. That's the way it works.
Well, so he's got these ampules of holy water, and what is he going to sprinkle it on his parishioners, and they'd all pass out or hallucinate or what?
Did you ask for your money back?
I did. I was like, man, I didn't rape nobody. I just passed out. I fell asleep on the couch. I got sleepy, and I went to sleep.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
That's false advertising. I want my money back.
That's racist.
Let's see.
That's racist.
Australia bookies hold Obama payout on death fears. Now, that makes absolutely no sense, but I will tell you what it really means. In Australia...
Translate from the Australian.
In Australia, from the native Australian. In Australia, the two of the country's largest bookmakers put out odds that Obama would not win.
Wait, bookmakers or bookies?
There's no difference. Don't derail my story with some stupid inconsequential question.
That's not stupid.
Actually
it is. what?
Well, there's bookies and people who make books. Two different
things. Bookbinder, motherfucker, publisher.
I hate both of you.
Dude, you gotta...
It's okay.
I'm not going on.
I will say this. World of Warcraft...
Yeah, I noticed that.
In stores in 22 hours.
Yes!
So,
the new Lich one,
the Leech King, yeah, Lich King.
That's how it's pronounced.
Anywho's,
it's the most powerful undead in D&D.
Just to clear things up, I do not play that.
World of Warcraft?
No,
but
I know people who do, and it consumes their lives and ruins lives.
Do you think they need to be slipped some roofies?
Yeah, they need to take some ketamine. Anyway, so the bookies, or bookmakers, or what have you, they put out odds that Barack Obama would not win the election. And then when he won the election, now they're refusing to pay off because of claims that he might be assassinated before taking office in January, before he inaugurated.
What a bunch of bullshit.
Because the bet wasn't that he would become president. The bet was that he would win the election.
Yeah.
And he's won the election.
They can't back out of that.
So even if he gets killed, it's like he won the election. You need to pay out on those odds.
But really, though, we're talking about bookies here. They're not really exactly the most trustworthy people.
Right.
So is this like a legitimate business in Australia? I mean, that would explain a lot about Australia.
Well, no. It's a legitimate business in the States in some places, too.
Hey, really?
Hey, what are you trying to say?
What? That Australia is full of
criminals?
Oh, that's what you're trying to say. Oh, okay. I just wanted to clear things up.
Okay.
That's all. All
right.
Just like Bookmaker. Okay.
Let's see. 3D gives taste of life and combat in ancient Rome. Interesting.
I like the sound of that.
For tourists who struggle to make sense of the ruins around the Roman Forum, a new high-tech show provides a 3D sense of what life was like for plebeians and gladiators in ancient Rome. How awesome would that be?
I'm not sure if I follow.
Okay. Blending Hollywood animation and video game technology with Cincietta studio technicians' versions of ancient frescoes and brickwork, plus some academic research, 3D Rewind Rome sucks the visitor back in time to
Instead of Terminator 3D, it's Gladiator 3D?
Basically is what it is, yeah. It's like that kind of 3D experience or whatever in ancient Rome.
Huh.
Now, what I would like to see is a...
A porn version?
No, a 3D version of ancient Greece.
That would be
with everybody with ancient Greece. Yeah, with everybody tickling their throats and vomiting. Yeah. And
that would
fucking,
be Caligula in 3D.
Everybody in there you go, Caligula 3D.
Yeah. That 3D vomit coming right at you.
Sounds entertaining.
Definitely.
Let's go to the vomitorium.
That's all head of the vomitorium. Clear our throats. Fuck each other in the ass a few times.
Get into those 108 plus degree fucking hot baths.
Where's Commodus? I'm gonna fuck him in the butt.
Bring me the donkey.
So let's see here.
Give me my bucket.
I've kind of been into horror comics lately. Yeah. I've been kind of checking them out and kind of trying to download some. Buy some. I just got the first couple issues of Cemetery
Long in
Blues.
Australia.
Cemetery Blues. And I haven't read it yet, but it looks pretty fucking good. I also picked up a bunch of issues of the BPRD.
Oh yeah.
Which is the Hellboy series, which is just based on the company that they work for that, you know, investigates supernatural affairs and
all the red shirts.
Yeah, basically all the stuff that goes on. And it's pretty interesting. It covers like the past, the history of Hellboy and Abe Sapien, and just a lot of like it's a whole bunch of off topic stories basically that don't fit into the Hellboy, you know, mythos or what have you.
Have you read Freaks of the Heartland?
I've not. What's that about?
It's about, you know, it's kind of like a, well, it's a one-shot story by, or actually it was a series.
Jesus Christ.
What am I trying to say? I got it the graphic novel, so to me it always throws me off on whether or not it was originally a comic book series.
But right.
I remembered, there was covers in the back. Anyway.
Right.
It was by Niles, you know, the guy who did 30 Days a Night.
Right.
Steve Niles.
Yeah, I almost said Greg because Greg Ruth is the artist, but the art in it is actually really good. I think much better than was it Nesmith who did
Mike Nesmith from the Monkees?
No,
oh.
I said not.
Bill,
whatever that means.
Nesmith.
But anyway, it's a story about, you know, this this town having these mutants born into them and their reaction to it, you know, and these kids kind of being hidden in. Basically in hiding, and because of this the town basically traps themselves as well, and it's really kind of a more sensitive story, and I actually liked the artwork on it. I thought it was fantastic.
That's
really
cool.
I think captured that kind of 50s era.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I'll loan it to you.
I've really been into Hellboy lately. I've read a lot of Hellboy. I just got Pigeons from Hell. I've talked about that on the show before, and I've not started in with it yet, but the art looks awesome in it.
The art's okay. It's based on Robert E. Howard's work, translated by Joe R. Lansdale.
Yeah.
Both great writers.
Great writers.
Yeah, and I read the first one.
You liked it?
It's okay. I want to have a better opinion when I read the rest of them.
Yeah, I want to get through the first three or four before I form an opinion or what have you. I'm still reading The Goon. you know, that's, you know, a staple. I can't stop with that. I did check out Marvel Zombies for the first time, and I'm just not impressed at all. I read a lot of them. I'm not impressed at any of them. The least of all being Marvel Zombies versus Evil Dead.
I was about to say.
Or, no, versus Army of Darkness.
Right.
Ugh, that shit was fucking horrible.
Man, nothing is sacred.
Nothing. Nothing at all. The art in that is terrible. The story is stupid and contrived.
The covers look decent, but I just was like, whatever. So they're the zombified fucking versions of Marvel heroes? Who cares?
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. There was one other. Oh, Red Sun. Superman Red Sun. I have, I'm not sure if we've talked about this on the show before, but have you read it?
I haven't, but I've heard plenty about
it.
Oh,
God damn it.
Really good.
The twist kind of thing at the end is so fucking ridiculous. Like, it has nothing to do with the story, really. It just kind of comes out of nowhere. You know, at the end of Men in Black, the movie's over with, and the camera zooms out, and all of a sudden you find out our universe is inside of Marvel, too. Spoiler alert.
Space is relative.
Right, but you remember that at the end of that?
Right.
It's kind of like that, where, like, it doesn't really have anything to do with the story, but, like, you finally, at the end, when you see the big picture, you're like, holy
shit. It's a weird sense of scope.
It really, really is. But Red Sun is a Superman story, and it's basically a what-if title.
I think they're called it the Elsewheres.
It's an Elsewheres, that's right. It's an Elsewheres basically talking about what would... things have been like if Kal-El had landed in
Russia.
In communist Russia instead of the United States.
Yeah.
And he develops, you know, along the lines as like Lenin's like side, right-hand man, and, you know, like furthering the good of the motherland. And he eventually ends up becoming the dictator when Lenin dies.
I'm the walrus.
And the Eggman.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Batman's in it, like, you know, old communist Russia Batman is in it. It's just, it's great.
So everything is centered from that point. All
right.
The characters,
well,
too.
Yeah, everything is centered. Well, not all of it. Luthor is an American scientist, and he's like the hero of the story. Lois Lane is married to him, and it's just like all the way. It's fucking great book. Yeah. If you've not got Red Sun, pick it up.
I remember you telling me about this and describing it. It does sound very cool.
It's very good.
I read the last few issues of The Walking Dead recently. Wow. That story just gets better and better as it goes along.
You know, I kind of stopped reading Walking Dead after the first story arc finished around issue 13 or so, wherever the first story arc finished. And I've not checked out any of the later issues.
I'll have to loan you. I have like all of them that are out currently. One of the things, though, that kind of pisses me off about comic books is that they do it in comic book format. Fine, that's the standard. Then they go into graphic novel. I'm not pissed off by that. I am not patient for the monthlies.
Right.
But I am patient for the graphic novels. Go figure.
Yeah.
But now they're doing this thing where they'll collect the graphic novels into hardcover volumes, and it's like
right into like a book, like a hardcover. Yeah.
I don't know. This seems so much like triple dipping that it just kind of offends me.
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, I if it was like an attractive like volume, like an actual bound
like,
with
like leather bound,
gold
leather bound.
Leather-bound volume with like gold foil, like inlays and stamping and embossing on it. I would buy that for the bookshelf to look nice or whatever. But it's like, no.
Yeah, but they would charge you an arm and a leg. D&D does that, and I hate it when they do it. It's like I'm not going to pay $75 fucking dollars.
I would rather have a fucking a Xerox, a stapled Xerox in one corner.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that Zack Snyder has changed the ending of Watchmen. It's not going to be the same ending from the book.
I heard something about that.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking guy.
And it really... I know you fucking hate him. It's really fucking killing me because it's like... I've heard about the new ending. And have you heard about the new ending?
I heard that there was a change to it.
Oh, you haven't heard what it was?
No, because I don't know...
I had it spoiled for me.
Really?
Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
Is it significant?
I think it's significant because the actual ending of Watchmen is so iconic, and it's the point of the matter. You know what I mean? It gets the point of the whole book across. This new ending is safe. You know what I mean? It's still like a totally nihilistic, like, oh my God.
You had your concerns about that early on, though, too.
It's safe, yeah, because there's no way they could have ended the movie the same way they ended the book, because it's such a like a downer and a like, fuck, I feel dirty, like all these people that I was, you know, into and like following and thought were heroes, and you know what I mean? It's just like it really leaves you kind of like out there, just like, fuck, what just happened?
So wait a minute, you're trying to tell me that Hollywood took a great story, adapted it, and then made it completely irrelevant to the original source material?
I'm not going
to
say completely, but because I haven't seen the film
yet, but they altered it and then made it into their favor and mainstream
I'm going to say that the new ending is neutered.
Well, I'm going to throw this in there, though. This sounds to me, again, like we've experienced with unrated versions on the DVD.
Right.
That we're likely to get the original ending that he intended, because
I don't know that it was filmed.
From what I gather, no, it was completely covered. And because I remember Kevin Smith had actually talked about seeing the film, and he was blown away because it was just like the comic book.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, so I think they just made this change. So they probably got viewer response.
What you're saying is that the studio was like, hey, this ending is too anticlimactic, and we're not going to be able to sell toys from the movie like this.
Yeah.
That's plausible.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Because I haven't had a real issue with what Zack Snyder's done in the past. 300, I fucking loved.
Really?
Yeah.
Not 300, but Zack Snyder, you've never had an issue with?
I can't say that I have.
He directed a movie called Dawn of the Dead 2004.
Yeah, and as its own movie, it could have been called something else, and I would have enjoyed it.
I hate that fucking guy.
I don't agree with that mentality. Yeah.
Well, the movie was bad.
No, I don't think the movie was bad. No. If as a connection to the original Dawn of the Dead, it is bad because there was an actual meaning and point to the original Dawn of the Dead. But as a film, just a zombie film made in 2004.
Right. As a zombie film made in 2004, I don't see much difference between that and some of the lower budgeted Sub Rosa stuff that you see. Because the only difference being that the Dawn of the Dead 2004 had a really fucking big budget to make it all glitzy and pretty and like all the stuff that he wanted to do in it. But the there was no reason to call that movie Dawn of the Dead.
It was completely hollow. It had no point. I mean, there was no point to the film.
Right, except for the fact that they were in a mall. That's the only connection to the original film. And it's like, that's a pretty fucking big connection, actually. But it's just like, to me, it doesn't, you know, it didn't need to be called Dawn of the Dead because it was just cashing in on the name. Just like the Suspiria remake that's in the works right now. There's no reason to call it Suspiria other than to cash in on the name.
Another thing that really just bothers me about the Dawn of the Dead remake, though, is it's kind of what... It was the catalyst for all the remakes that came out afterwards. You know, it did so well. I don't know why.
You know what? I don't know that it was the catalyst, but I know that it was definitely the feelers. Like they probably wanted to do it, but they were like, let's do this one and see how it does. And it did good. So they were like, okay, well, I guess we can greenlight the rest. Well,
all I know is since that came out, there's been a shitload of remakes. So, and useless remakes, I might add.
What are the remakes? Now, if you mean rehashing, I would agree with that, but remake, what do you mean, other than Day of the Dead, which was a total shit fest?
Jeez. Omen, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, you mean, okay, I thought you meant, like, zombie remakes.
I just mean remakes in general.
No, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out before that.
Did it?
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw that was 2003, like 2003, huh?
Uh-huh. Mm. And I think that's one really made the push for remakes.
Yeah, I guess that would be more, along the lines of the movie that pushed for the remakes. Okay, then let me change my stance then. The Dawn of the Dead remake bothers me because it brought around this whole kind of fake resurgence in zombie interest, and that kind of bothered me.
Yeah, I really am against like that this new fake zombie renaissance that's happening right now that's based on the Return of the Living Dead films and Dawn of the Dead 2004.
You're like really trying to emphasize that.
I am.
Had fun with the 2004. I agree that it shouldn't have really been called Dawn of the Dead because there was, you know, like I said, a point and there was a better thematics for the original. But as a movie on its own, a zombie film, I didn't have a problem with it.
I got two words for you. Zombie baby.
So that's just like one point. Because if we go by that, then that's a good counter argument for a lot of other films that you can talk about.
That
one point in a film just destroys the film entirely.
I don't know. I mean, are we supposed to take that film seriously?
So it's about zombies. It's about make believe. So why do we have
to? No, take it I mean, seriously? Like, I just like it,
it's about survival. Whereas it strips away, you know, like again, all the political commentary that Romero would make. It's just about survival.
I don't know.
I think the point that I'm trying to make here is that there was no reason for that movie to be called Dawn of the Dead. Whether you liked it or not, it was just basically like a cash-in attempt. I really didn't find much in the way of like value to it. What was said in that movie that hadn't been said before? Exactly my point. There was no reason for it to exist.
What other films have come out? You know,
in the recent
in terms of horror.
I'm not for there being any more horror films.
But in terms of pure entertainment.
In terms of pure entertainment, that's fine, but don't call it Dawn of the Dead.
Okay, then
don't remake Dawn of the Dead.
Let me ask you this. Imagine it not being titled Dawn of the Dead.
I
think there's a good argument. I agree with you.
Imagine it not being titled Dawn of the Dead and not being in a mall, just like maybe in a warehouse. Maybe say they were in a warehouse and they were like, you know, survival, the same thing, the points you're making.
Some sort of siege place.
I would have watched it and I would have said, it wasn't that great, but it wasn't awful. Like, I didn't hate it.
Even on a pure entertainment level, I didn't find it that interesting, because any of the stuff that was interesting in the movie has been done before. And, I mean, it was just a pointless runaround of a film. I mean, it didn't really go anywhere. It didn't have anything new to offer. It was just basically Hollywood saying, you know, hey, let's make a zombie film and just put it out there.
Well, what it felt like to me is they took the basic tenets, like the basic like skeletal outline of Dawn of the Dead, and kind of just like without like an actual screenplay, and just like, okay, this happens in the beginning, and then they end up in the mall. They're in the mall for a while. They start turning on each other. Things fall apart, and they have to get out of the mall. And they just were like, okay, we'll just stretch it out, you know, from there or whatever. Because when you look beyond the things that were taken from Dawn of the Dead, it really kind of just seems like get from point A to point B in the script. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like deep. It wasn't like meaningful. It didn't bring anything new in. And conversely, it just didn't have that charisma to entertain and like make me go, wow, this is awesome. Like, I love this.
The original is a very character driven story. I didn't care about any of the characters in the remake.
Well, I'll agree that the characters in this version definitely looser,
one-sided.
Yeah, there's a few character touches. They're certainly not deep.
But you could tell the touches were only put in there as some sort of attempt to make the characters likable. I mean,
I don't know. I like the communication between the two buildings. I thought that was kind of a neat thing that wasn't done in the original.
It wasn't, because they weren't in contact with anyone else.
Yeah, because they was very solitary. You know, they were confined. But I like that touch.
I thought that was cool.
I also really like the lounge cover of the Disturbed song. That was a good touch, too. Yeah.
You know, so there's some things to take from it. I was entertained by it for the most part.
Right.
What I can't figure out is people get upset. We're like, about the dog. I don't. Whenever this comes up, they're like, "Why is it the girl was so concerned about the dog? That should have been concerned about the humans." It's like, okay, fine, that's a good argument. But when the fuck did they train the dog to get across the way? You know, to go to this guy anyway. But aside from that, I don't know. I was entertained. You know, it was a, you know, decent enough time. I'd say compared to what are we going to compare it against? You know, ignoring the Dawn of the Dead aspect. You know, the connection to these previous films. What horror films would you say are really outstanding in the last few years?
I wouldn't say that there were any that came out of America.
Not out of America.
No. None.
Yeah.
Do you
Zero.
Feel that?
So, well, except for Slither. I like Slither a lot.
I thought Slither was okay, but I don't know. I didn't think it was that great, and I didn't think it was... I felt like it was...
I just realized what's going on.
I really felt like it was kind of like because the guy that wrote it was the same guy that wrote
and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I just
James
feel
Gunn.
Yeah, I just feel like it was kind of like a pretty good idea that wasn't fleshed out and expounded correctly.
I'd rather watch 28 Days Later.
And 28 Days, but the thing is, well, and I'll agree, 28 Days Later, fucking phenomenal, well put together film, very fully realized, great characters, great acting, great, good stuff, and, but that wasn't an American film, you know.
My right.
point yeah. is that,
you know, if you kind of go, well, what was available, you know, kind of limited, so yeah, I think in scope, it was an entertaining film. I'll agree that its connection to Dawn of the Dead is loose at best.
Not loose, it's non-existent. With the exception of the mall, there's really nothing that separates that from any other zombie survival movie, which is almost all of them.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness, you mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness, you bunker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness, open up your hate and let it flow into me.
Out.
With the
So anyway, this has been the diabolical sound.
The argument.
The argumentative sound. I think this was great. I think the people will enjoy.
Let us know.
Let us know. Let us know what you thought about the little argument here. And let us know where you stand. I know most of you are going to be like, oh, I like Dawn of the Dead. Me, 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 me. That's how you sound. All right? That's how you sound when you talk like that. Don't talk that
trash. I like Dawn of the Dead. Me,
you're
going to
be like,
me,
hey, it's me. Me. Jario.
I like Dawn of the Dead.
We're going to go ahead and finish up here because Mike really looks like he's about to die.
Yeah. You know, it kind of sucks because, like, I could go on and on about how the Dawn of the Dead remake bothers me, but seriously, at this point, I'm half conscious, so I'm not really, like, I don't know. Yeah. I can't form complete sentences.
Definitely.
Okay. Sorry. But it's me, Jario!
Jario! Okay, so thank you for joining us, everybody, and check us out every week. Wherever that you check us out.
Let the Right One In.
Good movie.
Have you seen it?
Saw it.
Yeah.
Fucking
Let the Right One In. Phenomenal fucking film.
Swedish film. Swedish horror.
Yeah, great movie because it wasn't about vampires.
It was about relationships.
It was about love, man. Love. Ah, sweet love. And if you saw Let the Right
One In,
if you saw Let the Right One In and you want to talk about it, call in 206-350-4030. Let us know.
I think I'm going to call Dez.
Yeah,
talk about it.
And call all that show.
Our friends.
That stuff. All right, we're done. Goodbye.